Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. The important part of the show. Today is Friday. It is Friday the 14th of August. This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, it is Friday, but it kind of feels like Groundhog Day because it's been repeating.
That's true. It has. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Yeah, Andrew beat me to the Groundhog Day joke.
Again.
I see what you did there. Good to be here, Kelly. Thanks for having us here on KTMO.
Yes. All right. So, Andrew, I'd like to start with a piece that you wrote about Instagram. And I'm sure this will shock some people. Because Instagram, a Facebook company, has been doing something with people's data that they shouldn't have been doing.
Yes. So on Monday, someone filed a class action lawsuit against them in California, and they're being accused of illegally collecting biometric data from users without them knowing or agreeing to it. So
that sounds fantastic.
Apparently, I get the impression Bloomberg reported this. I'm guessing Facebook has been doing this quite a while because they specifically said Facebook only warned about this at the start of this year. Even though it was filed in California, it says it also violates a privacy law in Illinois that forbids this kind of unauthorized collection.
Interesting.
And so if Facebook was found guilty, they could pay up to, or they could be forced to pay up to $5,000 per violation.
Wow. Yeah. Part of the reason and this so, is interesting to me is because I get tagged in a lot of photos on Instagram that have absolutely nothing to do with me. And so if they're doing that and it, I'm very interested in seeing where this goes.
Mark Zuckerberg does not have the wisdom to wield the power he has amassed. He makes, it seems like every time that company comes to a decision on what to do about a thing, that it chooses the wrong path.
Yeah. I think the worst of it is like anytime they're given a decision to make where the right thing to do is clear, they seem to not do it. And they seem to be really good at not doing it.
Yep.
So, yeah. Thanks, Facebook. And you know, while we're talking about Instagram, a Facebook company, and what it is that they're doing wrong, another thing that they're doing wrong is a very, very basic piece of information to most people, which is deleting a file.
Yeah, so there's a security researcher. He found that even though he was deleting his photos and private messages, they weren't actually being deleted from the server. And so TechCrunch reported this. They were calling it a bug because he reported it through their, you know, bug channel, bug bounty program in October 2019.
Okay.
And a spokesperson from Instagram did say they whatever bug it was, they say they fixed it.
Okay.
And they say we have seen no evidence of abuse.
And I'm totally going to believe that from Instagram, who is currently in court for data that they're not supposed to. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for playing, Instagram. We've talked about a couple of things that Instagram's doing that are not great things. And Andrew, I know you like to share photos with other people, but you are not doing that on Instagram, right?
Yeah, so just as a little plug-in, for several years now, I've been using this, and I've written about it and talked about it probably before.
Yes.
But it's this photo app called Visco. In particular, there are no ads on it, and the reason I like it is because the people who founded it, they're pretty, I think they're photographers. And so Visco is more like actually oriented towards, you know, art and the creative side of things instead of here, let me sell you something via advertisements.
Okay. And
so, yeah, I really like them.
So this is the app in the App Store, because I see it sometimes in like the stories in the App Store and things. And it's pronounced Visco, but it's the one that it's VSCO in all caps as the app name. So when you look at it, that's the one that we're looking for. And Andrew, mm-hmm. as always, I'm guessing do you get to use this for free, or is this paid?
So they do have some options, free options for people, okay. but they're also doing a lot of things with their membership program. Okay. So it's $20 a year, and it gives you access to basically everything. Because if you're a free user, you can only use certain photo filters and editing tools.
Okay.
So the membership, I think, is called Visco X.
Okay. And as always, that's going to be the question here, is if it's free, how do they make money? So, because we know how Instagram's doing it, and... And $20 a year is really reasonable. If I could pay $20 a year for a photo sharing, you know, see pictures that my friends are posting, that kind of thing, then like that sounds really reasonable. And if I had the option to do that, that's really attractive. So I definitely I'm into it. So if you get a chance, I will have a link to some of Andrew's articles about Visco that we have over on MacObserver.com. And yeah, so maybe that's a thing to check out if you've finally heard one piece of coverage about Instagram shenanigans too many, then here you go. And with that, right now, what I'd like to do is take a moment and tell you all about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Raycon Earbuds, and they are true wireless earbuds, and they're premium sound quality, but they start at about half the price of any of the other ones out there that they sort of compare to. I've been using a pair of Everyday E25s, and I really like them. They're super comfortable. They're very small and they're lightweight. They have a nice seal when you put them in your ears, and I've never had one fall out. They say it comes with 6 hours of playtime. I feel like I've gotten maybe more out of that. They'll do single earphone mode, which is also nice. They connect flawlessly to Bluetooth devices. I have many that I've connected them to, and it always works. They have a little bit bass heavy profile, as does a lot of music that I listen to. So for me, that works out really well. They're really great at taking phone calls, and I enjoy them very much. So if you would like to enjoy a pair of your own Raycon earbuds, you can get those by going to buyraycon.com/TDO. That's buyraycon.com/TDO. And you can get your own pair for an additional 15% off your entire order. That's buyraycon.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. Now, we were kind of on a hot streak reporting on Instagram data. And we know Instagram is owned by Facebook. So I feel like we should maybe just talk about Facebook themselves. If only we had something to discuss.
Yes. Okay. So the latest Facebook news. So in iOS 14, there is a anti-tracking feature coming.
Yes.
And it's basically a revamped version of when you go in settings, you can choose to turn off your advertising ID. Mm-hmm. And so with this setting, if you turn it off, apps can't track you at all.
Right.
And if you turn it on, apps have to ask you to, if you know, you want to be tracked.
Yes.
And you can say yes or no. Mm-hmm.
That okay. sounds so, really reasonable because I'm not Facebook.
Spoiler, there's a correct answer. No.
Yes.
So obviously, advertising companies are getting worried about this. Uh-huh. And they've been meeting with Facebook. In particular, mobile game companies, they're worried. So let's see. Okay, so yeah, the information reported this. Mm-hmm. Facebook had mentioned in its quarterly earnings call that this setting could obviously have an impact on ad money. So yeah, game companies are pretty worried about this. They've been meeting with Facebook to see if something can be done. Now, the information says they believe maybe this could affect Apple too. So data showing, I think from Sensor Tower, they showed games accounted for 68% of App Store revenue in 2019. So they're thinking maybe this could be have some kind of rebound effect on Apple.
Yeah, it well, it certainly could. But the thing I wonder about is what like how this is going to look, right? Because everybody who hears about this, you know, like Brian was saying, there's a right answer here. And so for all of these companies to have all of this angst about how to get around the right answer, I find really frustrating. And part of that is because I would like, I don't mind advertisements. I don't mind getting them. I mind how much information you have used to give me the advertisement that you give me.
The issue here is the fact that we all want stuff for quote unquote free.
Okay.
That's the root of this problem. Right, is that we as consumers are on the whole willing to accept having corporations compile these vast dossiers on us so that we don't have to actually spend dollars out of our own pocket for the services and products that we want.
Okay.
And that's the root of the issue.
Okay.
If we as consumers we're not okay with that, this would go away.
If enough consumers were not okay with it.
Correct. And listen, yeah. I say that, I pull up Google all the time. I Google stuff. It's a verb.
It is.
So, you know, I contribute to this too. I'm absolutely and positively lumping myself into this problem. But, you know, Facebook exists because we allow it to as consumers. Not regulators. We as consumers allow Facebook to exist, and we allow their ridiculous, awful business practices to happen. And I don't know what has to change. But like the abuses that get leaked about Facebook on certainly a weekly basis. Right, or close to a weekly basis, are awful. It's just, I mean, like this company is a terrible company that does awful things, not only with our data but to us in some cases.
Yes.
They perform experiments on us. For goodness sake, they're an awful, horrible, nasty company run by a turd who has no idea of right and wrong, or at least that's the way it seems. And they're allowed to do it by we the people.
Well, that's it, everybody. That's the end of the show. I have nothing to say about that except yes. So, yeah, you can't see it on the show, but I'm pointing at Brian right now. What he said, that's basically it. We have no indication that anybody there who is in a position to affect that kind of change is affecting that kind of change. So
yeah, they
what else are we supposed to do? Yeah. They leave and then they're like, y'all have no idea what's going on in that place. And, you know, it would be nice if we did anyway. So, yeah, there's a reason that initially when we were doing Security Friday, we were saying we're calling it Security Friday, but it's really This Week in Facebook.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like that was how the show began, was This Week in Facebook. So, yeah. That's all I got on that. So now what I'd like to do for Security Friday is give everybody a practical tip. And Andrew, this comes from something for you, that something that you found about MasterCard, and they have a theft protection option.
Yes. So if you have an Apple Card, right, you can use the service for free. And I know what we just said about free services. It is the MasterCard Identity Theft Protection. So you go to this website, I wrote about it, click the link, sign up, and you can opt to have a lot of different things tracked for you. So the reason I found this out is because there was a data breach at a company, and I got an email from MasterCard. And so you can track bank accounts, your passports, driver's license, social security numbers, a whole bunch of different things.
Okay.
It's not done by MasterCard itself. I think it's called Generali something.
Okay.
Something or other. So they're, I think, as far as I know, they're pretty big in the financial world. So they do this kind of stuff all the time. They do have a privacy policy. Mm-hmm. They explicitly say they don't store your social security number. I don't know about the other data. I mean, they don't store it in a database.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the other data. But mm-hmm. they did mention some kind of safeguards that they do with their servers, which sounded impressive to me. So,
and
I think it's a great service.
Well, the reason this is a free service is because it's something that's being offered. If you have an Apple card, you can get it for nothing. So, So it's not like anybody can just wander by and sign up for some sort of identity protection. This is something that is explicitly offered to people who are Apple card holders. So that's the part that makes it interesting for most people is that, yeah, we've got, this is something that you get as part of your service having an Apple card. So it's not one of those sketchy free services, you know. That's not what we're talking about. Yeah. At all. This is slightly more legitimate, right? So that I think is a very interesting piece of information. So everybody who has an Apple card should go sign up for this. I will have a link to Andrew's article in the show notes so you can check it out, and there'll be a link there that you can use to sign up for yourself. Our last bit of news today is that Apple's being sued, and we've talked about this on the show before, but not necessarily on Security Friday, about how there are people who are very upset about Apple taking 30% of App Store revenue, and the latest to be upset about that is Epic Games. And if Epic Games sounds familiar to you, you may know them for a little indie app that they put in the App Store called Fortnite.
Yeah. So this happened like completely yesterday, last night.
This is still happening.
So they, yeah. So this is not necessarily breaking news, but pretty close. So they released an update to Fortnite that put this in-app payment system that used their own system and not Apple's, mm-hmm. which is against Apple's App Store guidelines. And so Apple ended up removing Fortnite, but Epic Games obviously knew this would happen because they had this 55-page lawsuit ready to sue Apple. They had this parody. Yeah, and they had this parody ad that was mocking Apple's 1984 ad.
Jeez Louise.
Like,
okay.
Gamers, stand up and help us, you know, stand up to Apple. And they also sued Google, and Google also removed Fortnite, but the argument is, part of the argument is that unlike on Android, you can't sideload apps on the App Store.
Right.
So what Epic Games wants, they said this in their lawsuit, they're not looking for money. They want their own App Store on iOS because, I mean, they okay. don't want to pay Apple's 30% revenue cut anymore.
Premium tax.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah. At the Apple tax, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The price of doing business on Apple's infrastructure is what I like to call it.
Yes. Basically.
But I think it's safe to say they don't want to pay this tax because they have their own tax in their own App Store. I don't know if it's changed, but when the Epic Game Store first launched, I think they took a 12% cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the argument is, one, I mean, this goes into the whole antitrust case against Apple.
Yep.
So one of the arguments is that they don't want, the Apple should completely remove the 30% tax or maybe lower it. And then the other part of it is that the App Store is locked down and all these companies would love to, you know, have their own app stores on iOS, just sure. like they can with Android.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah that's a good summary.
And Android sucks, and it sucks for a reason. And if these people end up making iOS suck, I'm going to be really cranky. Really, really, really cranky. Well, there's a reason why iPhone is better. And one of those, actually, there's a ton of reasons why the iPhone, iOS, iPad OS ecosystem is better. And part of that is Apple's lockdown decisions. Are there trade-offs with that? Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's part and parcel to why iPhone is better in the first place. And screw these people. Screw these people. Screw them. They're wrong.
Whoa. Okay.
Apple gets to make money from its infrastructure if it wants to. I mean, like, running the App Store costs a lot of money.
It does.
Is it a source of profits for Apple? Absolutely and positively. Yes. Is it a source? Is Apple's success with that part of Fortnite's success? Yes, it is. Do people trust paying Epic Games money for in-app purchases on iOS in part because Apple has a secure system that people trust? Yes. Epic Games has profited from Apple's ecosystem and Apple's policies. Epic Games has profited from this. People trust that game in part because of Apple's policies. And they have benefited from this and pretending that they have no cost to pay for all of these things is just intellectually lame and lazy intellectualness. It just infuriates me.
I had no idea. I really wish, you know, Brian, I invite you on this show so you will share your opinion with people, and I really wish you could muster up some passion for that once in a while. I really just, you know, sometimes with some feeling.
It's not a monopoly. Apple has a minority marketplace position. There's no monopoly. Like, it's just like, don't know what monopoly means. I mean, it's just intellectually lazy. I hate it.
It means you shouldn't build a hotel on Park Place, right? Isn't that what monopoly means? Anyway. The thing about this that's interesting to me is I want to know what Epic thinks Apple's going to do. Right? What do they really think is going to happen? Do they think Apple's going to wave a magic wand and now it'll be a 0% cut that Apple gets from everything? Do they think Apple's going to go, wow, we never really thought about having separate app stores for other companies. So yes, let's have a Fortnite store. That sounds fantastic. It really just never occurred to us. Thank you, Epic, for helping us see the light and completely fundamentally changing the way we do business on a subatomic level. Do they really think that that's what is it they want?
Yeah, Apple can't give any ground here, unless of course it's forced to by the courts.
Right.
But if you don't want to use the
iOS app store, don't buy an iOS device. Feels like a pretty straightforward stance, because it's not like it's the only smartphone in the market.
Yeah, go get a crappy Android device.
It's not
go live in the world of Android malware.
And
spyware.
If you're that upset about it, I have a Nokia over here in a drawer probably that I can send you. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the thing that I can't find in any of Epic's stuff, because all I can find in the stuff that Epic has said so far primarily has been we want to do it ourselves and sort of route around Apple entirely, not we just really want it to be 25%, or we just really want it to be 10%. We think 30 is extortion. Like, if they were coming out with something like that, maybe I would be more inclined to give them attention, because I know Fortnite is huge. Fortnite probably has an economy larger than that of some developed countries, quite honestly. And yeah, I don't think I'm understating that.
COVID-19.
Precisely. Now that everybody's stuck at home, this is what we're doing. You know, it's like Fortnite and Animal Crossing, and that seems to be like it. Right, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what else there is.
Yeah, so this is basically a billion-dollar company pretending to be the underdog, in my opinion, against a trillion-dollar company. And now people are picking sides.
Yeah. And
in case you didn't see my rowdy tweets last night.
Andrew got rowdy, y'all.
If Apple had started at 20%, people would still be cranky. Now I don't have any evidence.
Well, Apple charging any percent is going to make a certain amount of people angry no matter what. You are correct.
It made people angry when it first launched. It was, you know, it's been a source of controversy from the get-go. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that Apple provides an enormous amount of infrastructure to make the App Store and in-app purchases make sense. And a lot of that work goes in having built the trust for people to be confident to spend their money.
Yeah.
So, and that's an intangible thing that has made a lot of developers a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And it is entirely Apple's doing.
Well, and even just made a lot of developers. Like, there are people whose full-time job is developing the things that they have in the App Store, and that didn't happen before. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for it. So, I just, yeah. That's going to do it for us today. I'd like to thank you both for being here. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yes, thanks for having me, Kelly, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Yeah, and Brian, as always, thank you so much for being here. Brian, morning zoo chaffing, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Kelly. It's good to be here. Watch out on the 105. A bit of a traffic dust up.
I would like to remind all of you that this show is episode number 1,499. We have episode 1,500 coming up on Monday. We have something a little special planned for that, so make sure you tune in. And on that show, I will still be talking to you, so I can say I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.